Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Chop 3 Facebook posts here on the Chop Sports Podcast Network, Chris? Network? Kind of?
We're getting there.
Getting there, right? We're getting there. We're going to get some whole lot of more material on the way. Sturch and Gucci here. Last week, very good response to the first Chop 3. Shout out to those guys. We do have ourselves a returning champion because, look, we do this every week. We find out, you know, what's got the most traction, what's got the most people pissed off, what's got the most people in agreement, whatever the case may be. We found ourselves a double champion as we take a look at the Chop 3 this week. We start with a returning guy. Eric Kransky is back again. Like, again.
The newcomer, too.
The newcomer, right. He's been here for like a cup of coffee, and you guys have been here since October, so come on, you know. But look, we're going to find his tendencies, right? I mean, I have a little bit
of a concern with what's happening because last week we chose him based on his quarterbacks of the 21st century. I always get that wrong.
Yeah, 21st century.
21st century. I got to figure that out one day. But yeah, so his quarterbacks post, whatever. But now we're doing a running backs post, and I do like it. It did have traction.
It did.
The list was fucking hot garbage.
Eric, do yourself a favor. Do not post the top receivers.
So next week, if we see there's top receivers. Listen,
I found this page, by the way. No, you know what? I didn't find this page. I found another page, which is really good. But, yeah, let's keep it, you know, find something else. But this is good because it got traction. So the top 20 running backs of the 21st century. Now, I had to Google 21st century because I want to make sure I was right on the years. 2001 on. So I know there was a couple guys in the comments that were like, where's Emmett? Where's Barry? Where's, you know, it's not like, I understand Emmett Smith, Jerome Bettis. Those guys were in the 21st century. They both retired after 2001. I get that. But these guys obviously on this list have a little bit more of a, what, like a time frame, you know? So, but the only thing I will agree with, and I think Craig Karsh put it out there, he's like, this list is junk because there's no current running backs.
First of all, where the fuck is Marshawn Lynch looking?
he's got the Devo thing going on here. He looks like someone just stole his bicycle.
Tuck your chain.
But
Marshawn's coming. Beast mode's coming.
In real life, Marshawn. But no, for real, like this list, we looked at it up and down. It had some agreements. There was some disagreements. Like I said, there's a couple running backs that aren't even on this list that deserve it. And I'm talking in the likes of Alvin Kamara, Ezekiel Elliott. You know what I mean? Those guys, they I think they're above some of these guys as we start on the bottom. With a guy that should kind of be, if I'm not mistaken, I don't like the guy personally. I think his shtick on all the pre-games and post-games suck, but Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk's in my top two running backs of the 21st century. I fucking love Marshall Faulk.
I'm not a big Marshall Faulk fan, but yeah, he's number 20 on this list. So you're telling me that Marshawn list, why can't I say his fucking name? Marshall Faulk. I don't know why I can't say his name today. Is worse than Arian Foster and Michael Turner?
Where the fuck is Frank Gore?
Frank Gore's on here.
Is he?
I think so. Where is he? Frank Gore. Number three.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh. Number three.
The wacky tobacco, Dave. Yeah. The wacky tobacco.
So, yeah, Frank Gore deserves to be number three. If not, I think he's actually right there. I think he's perfectly put as the third because he's not better than LT and he's not better than Peterson, right?
See what happened right there? What? Frank Gore's always been overlooked.
Again,
I just overlooked Frank Gore.
Overlook Frank Gore, you son of a bitch. But look.
You're a fucking mule,
bro. Dude, he's thinking about my buddy Greg hit me up. He's like, he's reading all these. He's a big 49er guy, and he's like, you know, I think Gore's going to sign. No, I said, sign with
does
what?
Does he not understand how that works when guys retire?
He's not retired.
Like the one-day contract.
But I don't think it's a one-day contract.
I know. He's Tom Brady of the running backs without the fucking hardware.
Without the hardware. But he might sign back with the 49ers. We don't know. Anyway, still on this list. A lot of these names popped up on this list that I'm just like, wow, I haven't really heard of them in a long time. Like your Jamal Charles. Like when I saw him at number 10, I was like, damn, he was a hot commodity.
No Ryan Grant.
No Ryan Grant. Fuck Grant. Get the hell out of here.
Fucking hogwash.
Well, first of all, Ryan Grant. If you put Ryan Grant on there, you're going to have to put like Ron Dane and like, you know, all those giant scrubs like Ahmad Bradshaw.
Zeke.
Big scrub. But other guys, CJ, Chris Johnson, CJ 2K. After 2K, he went 1K for the rest of his life.
He might not even have any Ks anymore after that. 0K.
CJ no K. So, and that's possible, but he winds up on his list as number 12. Another thing on the comments, a lot of people very, very disappointed with the placement of one Curtis, my favorite Martin, at number 15 on the top 20.
Yeah,
should he be anywhere? Is he better? All right, I'll tell you right now, is he better than Sean Alexander?
See, it depends on how we're doing these things, man, because It was, you know how last week I brought up the fact that you might be able to consider Breeze higher because maybe he played like a couple more seasons?
Sure, sure.
In the century?
Yeah.
So if like Curtis Martin's body of work was in the 90s.
Very true. So he's the tail end. But again, if you do that, then where the hell is Emmett? You know, where's Jerome Bettis? These guys played into the 2000s, just like Curtis Martin did. So anyway, but you're right. The big chunk, it comes at the tail end of his career as well because of the Jets. Let's see, anybody else? I'm trying to think. Clinton Portis, I liked him. Matt Forte, another journeyman.
There's other guys that, I mean, like, there's so many different things and factors with criteria for running backs.
Yeah.
Willis McGahee is the best blocking running back of all time. What'd you say, Portis? Portis stayed in the league for 10 years, not because he could carry the football, because he could fucking pick up a blitz. A lot of these guys are compilers based on that fact.
You know who I want off this list completely? Tiki Barber. Get Tiki's ass off this list.
I gave Tiki Barber gave me the finger on Route 27.
Well, let me guess. You were just showing him your cheese head, and he probably gave you the finger, right? Right.
Yeah.
See, I don't have to be there, and I know what you did. So this running back list was good. Another one just pops out, like, as I'm looking at number six, Steven Jackson. He was a badass mother
effer.
Very
underrated.
Very underrated. He was a beast before beast mode was beast mode. You know what I mean? Beast mode is on here looking into God knows what direction. Edgerrin James, you don't hear about him a lot anymore.
Is LeBron James on the list?
LeBron James is not on the list.
Unfortunate.
It's a shame. What a shame. Interesting. But the one guy I say that doesn't deserve to be on this list, realistically, Michael Turner? For what? Longevity? Like,
wasn't he a backup?
Right. Like, right. Wasn't he, at one point, wasn't he LT's backup?
Like, how about this? Ryan Grant belongs on the list.
Dorsey Levins.
Michael, Dorsey Levins is.
Oh, did I just pull on your heartstrings there?
Yeah, bro. Come on. Dorsey.
But anyway, Eric Kransky, good job for making the top three 2 weeks in a row. Let's see if you can do it again next week with some creative stuff. You never know.
Diversify your portfolio,
yes,
Eric.
Yes, dethrone the champ. Big debatable question. I believe this was on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. Joe LaCorey. Good old Joe LaCorey.
Good friend of mine.
Yeah, brought up a couple good points in the last couple of days, but this one stood out because it got a lot of the old school fans out there to find out where they stand on this. His post was quick question. It's been on his mind, so obviously he's lost sleep over this. Which kind of coach do you prefer and why? He said he's seen both of them. Which one? Are we talking yell / scream and chew your ass out type, example, Bill Parcells, or a cerebral, calm, smooth cat like Tony Dungy? Now, this again, there was a lot of gray.
Fuck Tony Dungy. He hasn't picked the Packers ever.
So oh, he doesn't pick the Cowboys ever either. He hates the Cowboys.
Such a nice man, too.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame.
But he's a piece of shit.
It's shit. Well, whatever. But I digress with that one. But now, with the comments of this one, it really did get diverse, and a lot of people said it depends on the situation. If I had a pick, listen, Bill Parcells is literally, hands down, my favorite coach of all time. And I'm just blessed that he coached the Cowboys. Like, he was my favorite coach before he got to Dallas. Once he gets to Dallas.
You're a giant fan at heart?
No, not even remotely close.
Just checking.
And I, you know what? Not for nothing. I didn't even like him as a Giants coach. I liked him when he was with the Jets, and I liked him when he was with New England. Those are the teams that I really saw some fire.
Yeah,
like when he's with the Giants, he didn't have to do much.
The Jets went 13-3 with Vinny Testaverde and Bill Parcells, and like Corbett was their number one.
And do you remember what happened that one year when Testaverde tore his Achilles?
I think Keyshawn was on that team, right?
Tore his Achilles. I think it was my man who I. This might be a guest on a future podcast. Ray Lucas. Do you remember Ray Lucas from Rutgers?
Bro.
Yeah, he's a family friend of mine. And I didn't know this for a long time until I found out. And then all of a sudden, you know, when I was younger, I was like, guys, I know Ray Lucas. And especially when he's excelling at the quarterback level and doing work for the Jets. Anyway, I'm off topic. So if I had to prefer, I'm going to say I'm going Bill Parcells method. I've coached football. Not on crazy levels. I've done all the way down on the lower levels of flag, and I've went all the way up to varsity in high school. I was that guy. High energy, in your face, get out of the weight room if you can't lift a certain weight, or you're bitch made and I can't have you on my team. So that's where I land, and there's no gray area for me. If you have to sit there and get on one knee and say, you know, it's okay, son. There's always next down. I know you just fumbled the ball with no time remaining and we just lost the game, but guess what? You got another chance next Sunday. Get the frig out of here. I'm not that guy.
I think that part of me is that guy, especially if I'm dealing with like youth But it depends, man. Like, we're talking head coach, are we talking position coach? If I'm talking head coach, I don't really give a fuck what that guy does, as long as he knows how to put systems in place.
Okay.
And he knows how to pick good people to do that shit for him.
Right.
You know, like, I don't think that the head coach should be the up in your face rah rah guy. And I don't really think Parcells, I mean, I can't say that because I heard him get into some fucking people.
But, I mean, he literally, yeah, like, just cursing at, like, yelling at Phil Simms, like, almost grabbing him by the throat.
You know, I just think, I think that
he's the only one that got T.O. in check.
Really, it comes down to picking good people and trusting the people that you put in place. You look at Parcells, he was really, he never made a Super Bowl without Belichick as on his assistant, on his staff.
Here so, we go.
I'm not talking like that. Parcells is a fucking legend in his own right name, but.
So what do you prefer? If you're all right, you're the quarterback, you got drafted.
If I'm a quarterback, I want calm. If I'm the linebacker, middle linebacker, I want some lunatic. It depends.
So you're thinking position-wise is where you
know,
have to
we're
go.
We're talking about,
like, some of the most psychotic human beings I've ever come across are special teams coordinators.
And also, I think that the way we're describing Parcells is wrong. I think Parcells' greatest skill as a head coach was being able to see in the player which way he needed to be in
so
a given
situation.
So he can
literally call.
So, like, there was guys that he pushed a certain way, like with LT, for example. He'd like challenge him and, like, you're a bitch. You ain't worth what you think you're worth.
This
and
is why you lift all them damn weights.
He would light the fire. This is why you snort all those lines. This is why you know, like, so he would challenge him
LT.
In separate ways. Now, maybe with a guy like, I wouldn't say Phil Simms because I know they had they had beef too.
Oh, yeah. But he's the one who
just say Parcells
is the kind of guy that he's the one who discovered Tony Romo, and he was hard on Tony Romo. Like, there was a couple of seasons that they were on Hard Knocks, and you heard Parcells every, like, training camp, he was on Tony Romo. And I think if you ask Romo, which obviously you won't or we can't, but if you asked Romo, he'd probably tell you, like, his most influential coach that he's ever had is Bill Parcells and that method of coaching.
Yeah, well, he gave him the opportunity.
Right.
So, of course, influence. And, yeah, that method of coaching works well with Tony Romo. But you know who it doesn't work well with?
For you, it's a situation.
You know who it doesn't work well with? And I think that we're going to segue right into our next one here. Carson Wentz, bro. That soft-ass fucking bitch.
Carson Wentz is indeed the third of our top three. It is posted by Mike from Hawaii.
Mikey Wonkyu. That's the big homie. He's a Clonia head.
So he, God bless
he
him.
Migrated to Hawaii.
He literally left New Jersey to go to Hawaii. God
bro,
bless him, man.
We can't all be a fucking winner like Mikey Wonkyu.
I mean,
you know, like,
all right, he's got the money, then tell him to invest. But anyway, I digress. His status got some traction because it was actually really funny, and we just mentioned his name. Carson Wentz is now I almost said Baltimore Colt. I'm not even that old. An Indianapolis Colt, right? He gets over there. He's got a brand. He's number 11 on the Philadelphia Eagles. He comes over to the Colts, and here's Michael Pittman Jr., who's had 1 year of NFL experience last year. He's number 11. So the bro thing to do, like happened in, all right, I'll give you an example. Chris Godwin was number 12. He gave it up faster than you can just say number 12 to arguably one of the best
Dude,
number
12s
of all time.
LeBron tried giving up 23 to AD. Like, that's how, you know,
you always give it up.
You
do it. Michael Pittman Jr. said, nah, I'm good.
And he was like, yo, I've had this number for like a year because, like, I was number 6 in college. So, and you're a ginger.
Oh, all right.
And
we could say that, folks.
Yeah, I have a red beard and so does Dave. So we're part gingers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can make that joke. Go fuck yourself. but Carson Wentz is a ginger. That is a fact.
That's
it's
very
not
ginger.
Even a joke.
He legitimately, if I don't think Carson Wentz and what's his Prince Henry? Henry Harry? I don't think you've ever seen those two.
All right.
I've never seen those two in the same room at the same time. So do a little digging. You never know. But the biggest thing and the funniest thing is that do you think when you're traded over to a team and you are the star quarterback, because that's what you are now, you're Carson Wentz, star quarterback of the Colts, should Pittman just say, yeah, you know what, you're my leader?
Do you know how the conversation went? Because I read the article.
Wait, there's actual transcript,
actually a transcript, well, to Pittman's version of it, which I think is part of the problem here. Pittman, you know, this is your quarterback.
So now want balls, right? You want balls thrown your way. Is this the way to do it?
Now, it went something like this. It went, Carson called him up and said, hey, I wanted to have a conversation about number 11. And he was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm going to keep it. And he was like, okay, that's cool. I was going to switch anyway. He's like, so why the fuck did you call me, motherfucker?
So like Carson you Wentz bitch. Back down?
Yeah, bro, oh, right away. He brought that small dick energy to that meeting, bro. What a
diamond upside down he is. Oh, my
goodness.
Be more
assertive. You're an NFL quarterback.
You are the star of the show now.
Get your fucking life together.
In which, again, I think Carson Wentz will probably do better there. Better offensive line, young running back, you know, great defense. You know, like that team will probably be better than the Philadelphia Eagles. But now Carson Wentz's jersey sales just took a hit because now he's got to change his number. Did he wear 11 in college? I don't even remember Carson Wentz in college.
And
I really
he went
don't.
To like fucking
Edison University, like something.
I was going to make another ginger joke, but it wasn't even funny, so I stopped myself, but I just can't
That's
stop.
Good. You're starting to learn your own shtick.
I think we could go to like North Dakota or
something. Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Idaho.
Yeah, but Heedaho, because he can't even get his number back, which is like really disappointing. But again, shout out to Hawaii Mike for that post.
We could call him Hawaii Mike.
I like that. That works. That does work, right? Because I can't say his name. Every time I look at his name,
I'm
Mike,
send me some fucking macadamia nuts.
Bro. There you go. So with that being said, the Chop 3 is now 2 weeks old. It is brought to you by Body Bronze Tanning Salon. So we want to thank Mike for endorsing this awesome idea. Next week, we're going to do something a little special because somebody's been really picking it up.
I wanted to mention that before because technically, like, the fog has been bringing fucking heat, bro.
Very. That poll was great.
We really could have used him on this fucking Chop 3, but we're saving it because he's got something brewing for us.
Yeah, we're not done yet.
And we're going to dedicate next week's Chop 3 to just the fog. We're going to say it now. Did I just blow up our spot?
No.
It's fine.
No, it's fine. No.
So get involved in that because now
this actually gives all of you an extra couple days to come up with something good because the following week obviously is another episode. So thank you guys for liking, subscribing, sharing. Please share this crap.
Yo, and somebody please knock Eric Kransky off so we could tag a third person that's like a potential extra listener. Like that's literally why we're doing
this. Yeah, we want to give special shout outs for people that have been doing work over on Chop Sports. So again, thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed. And next time you hear from us, we will be back with another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast.
Woo!